I'm Dan Ferdinand, Arsenal supporter. I'm here with Simon Pitney, an Everton supporter, and doesn't sound like it. James Staples, who's a fellow Jules fan, and Simon Head, who you should all know. Oh, and Stu. Stu's in the corner, little Stu, but we don't talk about him. QPR. So we're going to start with Group A. Jim?
Yep.
Who's going to win Group A?
I can't really look past France, to be honest. I think they're going to do that group. I think they'll drop points. I don't think they're going to do a 9 out of 9. And if you actually look at their team, I think they've got 22 players with Champions League final. No, maybe not 22. They've got a lot of players. I should have done my research there. But someone was saying to me the other day, I think the person said to me they've got 22 players with Champions League experience. Something like that. But they've got a lot of
Champions
players.
Champions League experience or Champions League final?
Champions League experience. And I don't know. I think they've got enough experience about them. The coach is not liked by the players, seemingly, as well as the press.
Or the public.
So he's just not liked, basically.
Or his own wife.
Yeah, I don't like him. I've never met him. But and what I was hearing about as well on one of the radio stations is the press can't get near them this campaign. Literally, they've just hold themselves away. Like the French press are having real problems getting any interviews or anything like that, which I think will work for them. If they're going to be in a tight-knit community, hopefully they'll get a bit of banter going between them. Or hopefully for them. I don't like France, so I don't really want them to do that well. But so for me, top of the league, France. And in a second, it's going to be out of... Well, actually, to be honest, all three of those could make runner-up. Because you've got Mexico, who outplayed England at Wembley the other day. Obviously didn't get a result, but I think they've got a result in them. South Africa, host nation, can't discount anything that they're going to do. And then Uruguay, who I know Simon next to me is tipping as like one of your outsiders, bet for an outside.
I think they'll win the group, but I'll tell you about that in a minute.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, he's done his top four.
Yeah, you can tell about it now. Is Forlan injured, is he? Or
Forlan, I think, is going to be all right, but he's got a guy alongside him called Suarez, who is quality. And if they're both fit, they'll be one of the best strike partnerships in the tournament.
Who does he play for?
Oh, crikey, where's he?
France.
He's
in Spain. No, Champions League.
I think he plays in Spain. But I've seen him for Uruguay in the South American qualifiers, and he looked quite handy. But I think Uruguay are going to top that group. I think they'll beat France.
Ooh,
I think they'll beat France on Friday. The big nations are under most threat in their first game. And it goes the same for England as well. We've got a difficult game. But France, I think they're in disarray. They've left some of their best players at home. Samir Nasri needs to be in that squad. He's not in the squad.
Yep.
Karim Benzema, okay, he's not had a lot of football at Real Madrid. He's the best centre-forward they have. Mm-hmm. Not in the squad. And the manager picks players based on what star sign they are. So
allegedly.
Well, yeah, all right. I
don't know why people don't like him. I think he's fantastic. But. Yeah.
Have you got anything from South Africa?
Anything on South Africa? I think they'll be the first host nation to not qualify from their group.
Well, there's a stat for you, Simon.
Okay, I kind of agree with the other Simon. I think France are picked and held in kind of a group of favourites purely on reputation, not actually on what they're physically capable of doing right now. I actually think they're going to be one of the shock exits from the group stage. Mm. I don't think they're going to make it out of there. Also, the thing about the host nation, South Africa, I think they come second in that group. So it's out of Mexico and Uruguay to top that group. For me, like Jim said, Mexico is
going to finish third or fourth.
I think they're going out.
I can see Mexico getting a draw with France.
They made the final last time, but they didn't play very well, and it was basically Zidane kind of carrying them through. In the 4 years that Dominic's been there, they've never really put a decent run of result. They've got a lot of star players, I get that, but England have a lot of star players.
They did win in qualifying, though, didn't they?
Yeah,
that's one for the Irish listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
Every Irish person is going to be a Uruguay fan on Friday night.
Any Irish person is going to listen to this.
Yeah. Mexico, Uruguay to top that group. I think South Africa, just by virtue of being the host nation and all that kind of local support behind them, will find a way of getting through. It'll be lucky, it'll be a dodgy decision, it'll be something, but they'll get through. So I think France are going to be a big casualty in Group A.
I'm just going to make one change. I'm going to actually start calling you Pitney and Head, because it's two Simons and it's going to confuse everybody. Stu, do you have anything to add before I make a couple of points?
No, I think I'm good, Dan. Thank you very much. It's a good listen. I'm doing this for the listeners.
He's halfway
doing it for
down
the
his
stand.
Yeah, his wife beater's going down very well. do you know what? I'm probably more in agreement with Simon. I actually think France are in absolute disarray. The managers are all over the shop. Yes, they do have star players, but the players that have carried them to success, not when they won it in 98 and not in 2000, they are ancient and old. I'm not the biggest fan.
I don't mean you call them ancient.
Well, they're not just ancient, but they're old.
They're
as
old
well.
As well. Yeah, they're ancient old, which is an actual different types of ancient and old. It's a new type.
Carbon dating period.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and okay. I think Ribéry, I'm just not one of his biggest fans. I really, so I know a lot of people love him, but like, you know, he can stay in Bayern Munich and and win the league, win the treble. Oh no, win the double. Sorry, they didn't win the last
one. I think France's best player, or the player that their hopes rest on, isn't Ribéry. It's not Henri. It's their midfielder Gourcuff, who is. He isn't known that well.
He was at Milan, wasn't he?
He spent some time at AC Milan and did all right. But he's going to be. I know there's been all these players come through in the next Zidane, but he's the one player who's come through who looks like he might actually be any good. And he could be France's star of the tournament if they actually do anything in this tournament. Which
I don't think they'll do anything. I think I'm with you. I think Uruguay will top it. I actually think Mexico will finish second.
So do I. I think Mexico
were really good against England.
Yeah, they were.
And I don't think it's a tournament. Well, this isn't a group where you have to win three games. I think you'll get through. You'll just about scrape it through.
Yeah.
I don't think France will be miles behind, but. I'm really sorry, anyone that's a South African supporter. I think you're going to finish bottom of that group. I can't
enjoy the three games.
Yeah,
I think Jill's 365 has got quite a high listenership in South Africa as well, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, we get inundated. We're our Springbok cousins.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just with those horns. They're brilliant. Yeah.
That's also going to very much annoy me.
You need to bring some back to the office.
I've got one.
You have to bring me back a Vuvuzela.
I've got one on Friday.
No, those horns have really killed me in the England's last friendly on Monday. That's just too much noise.
It's going to be carnage.
Yeah.
Well, the Spanish players said that in the Confederations Cup, the first game, they hated it. Two or three games in, they just blanked it.
It's just white noise after a while, isn't it?
Okay, so we're going to move on to Group B. We've got Argentina, Greece, Nigeria and South Korea. So, Mr. Head.
All right. I think Argentina, obviously, are going to get out of this group. I think for all the complete mentalness of their manager, I think they've probably got some of the best players in the tournament. They've left some incredible talent at home. Cambiasso, they've missed him. Zanetti, they've missed him. And Riquelme, who's probably one of the best midfielders outside of Europe, he's not going either.
No! Right?
So they've got a lot of talent that they've missed out. They've got good players, though. They've got Aguero, I think, will be a star of the tournament if he ever gets on the pitch. Higuain, top goal scorer material. I think they'll win the group. Then it's a real, especially it's a toss up between the next three. I'm probably siding with Nigeria to get second. I think they'll have the sort of the grunt needed to sort of overpower South Korea, and I think they'll get points from Greece, who are pretty rotten, really. Yeah. So I think Argentina to win the group. It's not a difficult group.
No, it's not a great group, is it? In terms of quality, there's not many good games there other than Argentina.
This is the thing. I mean, Maradona gets a lot of stick for Argentina just stumbling in and stumbling through, but people forget that he actually only picked up with about six or seven games left to go, and he turned them round because they were really, really struggling. So yes, he's mental, and yes, he's a bit erratic in his thought processes, but I agree, I think they'll be strong enough to get out of that group. And then I think Greece, Nigeria, South Korea is a bit of a toss up, really. Again, I'd probably tip Nigeria just because of the African connection.
Yeah.
And just, you know, having that flavour of support behind them, but I think Argentina get through that group. Maybe not nine, maybe 7 points.
Go on, Dan. I'll go last on this one.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be more controversial. I'm just not a fan of Argentina. Having said that, they have got five of the top, I don't know, 10 strikers in the world.
Is Tevez even going to start? He's probably not.
Well, this is it. Tevez will start.
Aguero will start.
And Aguero, who's his son-in-law, won't start, and Higuain won't start yet. You know, they're two top scorers in Spain, or two very good scorers in Spain. But leaving Cambiasso and Zanetti at home, I think, is a massive error.
Say that again. He left Zanetti at home. He was the best fullback of his entire generation.
Well, he plays centre field now. I love him. I think he's brilliant. He's
He had a falling out with Maradona. Basically, when they were playing Uruguay and had to qualify, Zanetti basically went back on Maradona's team talk, said, "Ignore what Maradona said. Let's do it this way." Maradona obviously got wind of this.
Did they win that game?
They won the game.
Yeah,
they won.
There you go. That answers that question. I do think that this is such a poor group that they will qualify top out of it, and then South Korea will finish second. I've got no time for Greece and Nigeria. Awful.
No,
Jim.
Regards to that group, all I can see in that group is just Diego Maradona. That's the best manager that has ever gone to a World Cup. Name me a better manager that's been at a World Cup.
I can name you a million better managers.
You say what? Better manager?
He's the most crazy.
As a viewing spectacle.
Yeah,
there isn't one.
As a manager, as in a viewing. Yeah, okay, tactics maybe. Yeah, but I still believe his tactics. He's just a genius. It's going to be amazing.
He's mad as a
box. I can't wait for his first post-match, pre-match, in-game interview.
Well, he ran over a journalist on the way to naming the squad.
And then he went down the wing and went, "Well, you shouldn't have been..." Oh, yeah. He's just a genius. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be... I just can't wait for it.
So you want them to go all the way?
No, not all the way.
Managers?
If Argentina score, will he run to the camera doing his famous like thing like he did in 94?
Or do his big belly slide?
Yeah, have you seen the belly slide against Peru? Have you seen it? It's absolute genius. Go on YouTube later, I'll send it to you later. It's absolute genius.
My only question is, has he picked 23 or has he picked 22 with a name?
You need to ask him that question. He doesn't even know who he's picked.
The name Diego Maradona could be the number 23 shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Do not be surprised if he doesn't strip off and start playing.
But it's going to be carnage. We had a conversation the other day. All national teams should be made to put a cult figure as their manager.
And we'd get Gazza.
We'll take Gazza. That's fine. All right. Oh, so Germany can have Jens Lehmann.
Yeah.
All right. Just chip in. Brazil. I don't know, Romario was a bit...
No, Edmundo.
Edmundo.
Go on.
Edmundo, yeah.
Yeah, Edmundo.
The animal.
I forget the animal.
Scotland can have Duncan Ferguson. Yeah, that'd be quite interesting.
Who
would Italy have?
Pasquale Bruno, isn't it?
Di Canio?
Any other player?
I'll tell you what they should have. They should have flipping Antonio Cassano, who should be in their squad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's a bit mental.
He's a mentalist. He should be in the squad. He's been left at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get on to Italy. Stu, do you have anything at this point?
Again, no. I'm happy. Very happy with everything that's been said.
There was one little laugh from you in the middle of that group, but we won't go into that into full detail.
Yeah, you can ask Jim.
So we're going to move on to Group C. Group C, which is the best group, I think, of the entire World Cup.
The group of life, I think they call this.
It's our group. It's Algeria, it's England, it's Slovenia and USA.
Carlos Valderrama for Colombia.
Colombia, absolutely.
Sorry. Are we going to do this the whole way through?
As they pop into my head, I'm just going to shout it out.
Renny Higuita runs
Alexi Lalas for USA. Yeah.
Huh?
Alexi Lalas for USA.
Was he mental or did he just look mental?
He just looked mental.
Well, he has had a lot to say.
Jose Luis Chilavert for Paraguay.
Yes, Chilavert gets it. Yeah. Better goal scoring record than Emil Heskey as well.
So's Higuita.
That's just brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's not in the squad for that.
Moving on.
Stu, do you have anything to start? Do you want to start us with England?
England.
Go on, Stu. Say something, Stu.
Here
we go.
We should go for... I think King and Terry have to start at the back. Rod Oaken, Carragher at right back.
Anyway,
that's why he's not talking.
Carragher, right? He's the slowest man in the world. Anyway, yeah. I'll start off on this one then. I think England will win the group, but I think we'll drop points. I think 7 points. I think we're going to draw with the States on Saturday. And I think everyone will be like, oh, we're crap, we're terrible, blah, blah, blah. And then I think we'll beat the other two. Slovenia are going to be a hard team to break down as well. I honestly think that. I think we'll get past Algeria okay. I know we beat Slovenia quite recently, didn't we, at Wembley? And they didn't really show much. But obviously, it's a tournament, neutral venue, and stuff like that. But I think it's a strange one because no one actually knows, can be sure, who he's going to start. I think every other tournament, I think we've pretty much known who's going to start, either because it's our best 11 or because we know how the manager's going to play it.
Sven.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, with Sven, you knew. Sven wished to tell the press anyway,
David,
didn't he? The press don't even really... No one actually knows out there. The players don't probably know. Because the press don't know, the players don't know. You can sort of assume.
I don't see that as a bad thing, actually.
I don't see it as a bad thing. Yeah. I don't see it as a bad thing at all. Unless you play something stupid, like that we...
Three at the back.
Yeah, or like...
I heard on a radio station last night or the night before... crazy person... pundit, decided to say, we should all of a sudden go three at the back. No, don't worry, he's not done it in his 2 years in charge. Don't worry, he's not done it.
But they're saying that. I think he will do that at some point in the tournament.
Yeah, but in a game, in the last 10 minutes.
But I don't think the team that wins the tournament won't play 4-4-2.
No.
And if you look at our team, it's set up for a five. Ashley Cole's probably the best left back in the world. Yep. Glenn Johnson's fantastic going forward, not that great defensively. So there, you've got two absolutely fantastic wing backs. And with the three in midfield, I could see Lampard, Gerrard and Cole sitting in the three in midfield with Cole licensed to go forward a little bit and then ruining someone else up top. I think that works. The other thing I think is that Ashley Cole's a left back, plays much better if he's got a right-sided midfielder in front of him. So if Gerrard's on the left, Gerrard will tuck in. If Sean Mike Phillips is on the left, as you saw in the second half against Japan, I don't know if you watched that game, he tucks in and that just allows Ashley Cole to bomb on. When he's got Lennon in front, who will go to the byline, Ashley Cole suddenly he's just like he goes forward, but he's got a man always in front of him, so he can't do that overlapping. So I think to get the best out of probably one of our best players, you would have to play a right sided player on the left, which I think he will.
Joe Cole will play left hand side.
Yeah, I think Joe Cole's got a big tournament coming up.
I agree. Problem then means that Aaron Lennon is going to start. Aaron Lennon plays on the right hand side. You've got Glenn Johnson on the right hand side.
Yeah.
We've got no defence on that entire side of the pitch.
Could go forward.
And which is when the case for 5-3-2.
Just before you carry on with that point, I would. I've been thinking about this. I was wondering if Cole's played so well in such in recent times. If he plays Cole left, is there any
Joe,
is there any argument for him to play Gerrard on the right of midfield?
Absolutely.
Where he played really well,
he did really well
for Liverpool, and to have that.
Maybe when
and
Barry's
just still
back.
Go,
when Barry's back, but obviously for this game, Barry's not going to be playing, is he? So we're going to play Gerrard.
Play James Milner on the right if you want to play defensive.
David James then for a minute.
James Milner right hand side. I think Gerrard is on his day the best midfield player in the world. And you've got to play him in the area where he's going to influence the game the most, centre of midfield. He has to play there.
But in that case,
Or
Justin behind the front two. Well, no, I'd play three with two, then one. I'd play Christmas Tree. So I'd play Crouch up top, which won't happen because Heskey will play there.
Yep.
But I'd play Rooney and Gerrard behind. And then I'd have the three, Lampard, Barry when fit, Milner, and then have your back four, which pretty much picks itself at the moment.
Yeah.
Because there's no one left.
Yeah.
Can we just do 2-3-1? Barry and Lampard, Gerrard behind Rooney. Rooney played up front in his own
I think
for Joe Cole. That would be awesome.
Rooney's
played really well up top for Man U this year.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the role that he's earmarked for Joe Cole, I think, playing just behind Rooney. I think he will play that at some point in this tournament.
Yeah.
Whether it be, say we did win our first two group games, then he can maybe go for a bit of experimentation in the third game, because we're going to have to change it around. But no, it's going to be interesting.
And it's good that we've got options, though.
Yeah,
it's remember
nice.
Going into 2006?
There was one team.
The team picked
formation.
Itself, yeah. And then the minute anyone dropped out of that,
Danny Mills was in it.
That was not. No, he wasn't. 2006.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
But Gary Neville was in
it. Has anyone got anything to say on Algeria?
Algeria shouldn't even be at this World Cup.
No, they're awful.
Because they beat Egypt in a playoff. And Egypt are the best team in Africa.
Have they not won the last two or three?
African Nations Cup. They are the best team in Africa. If they'd have got there, they would be quarter-final contenders, without a doubt.
Yeah. I think it's shocking.
They got done on a two-leg playoff. There was an awful lot of aggravation. Yeah, I don't know if there were any deaths at the game, but there was certainly a lot of injuries involved. No, seriously, it was mental.
On the pitch?
In the stadium.
It all kicked off big style. So it was... But Algeria got through. They've got, you know, they deserve to be there on that. But without being sort of the over arrogant English fan, we shouldn't have any problem with Algeria. The issue is going to be when Slovenia park the bus. Can we get the goals we need? It's going to be like the Trinidad game in the last World Cup.
1-0, one nice 1-0 victory. Probably Peter Crouch coming off the
bench. If we win all our games 1-0, I'm happy with that.
Yeah. This is the most boring group there, and this is what's going to happen.
Right,
England draw 1-1 with USA. Then we're struggling against Algeria and we win 1-0, scoring like the 80th minute. So people are worried we're crap. We hammer Slovenia. Well, not hammer. Let's say we beat them 3-0. So it's all good. We go into the knockout stages feeling confident and we'll lose.
To
that's
Serbia.
What's going to happen.
Nice.
That's my crystal ball.
I think we're going to go into the last game against Slovenia needing. I don't think we're going to have 6 out of 6 going into the Slovenia game.
No.
So we are going to need to get some points on the board. And obviously, it depends how Slovenia have done in their first two games as to whether they've got a chance to make it. But going into that game, I think it's going to be a big game, which I'm excited about.
Well, it's one of those where even if we're doing okay, let's say we've drawn the opening game with the States. That last game could determine what half of the draw we finish in.
Right.
And that could be really important. I remember in the last World Cup, we took our foot off the pedal. Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking way back. 98, we took our foot off the pedal. We got done against Romania. And we ended up getting Argentina in the second
round. Thank you, Kevin Keegan. There's only one team going to win it now.
That's the one.
That'll be
Dan Petrescu. Yeah.
Thank you.
But then that put us in with Argentina and then early flight home. If we'd have won that game, we would have got to the quarters.
Yeah. Crucial point. Without being woe is me, typical England fan, if you assume Germany win Group D just because they're Germany, if we come second in our group, we play Germany in the last 16. Does any of us around this table really want to play Germany in the last 16?
Yes.
No.
If we win,
what was Gary Lineker's quote?
I'd rather play Germany than
football's a game of 11 men kicking the ball around, and in the end Germany win.
I think we'll go through.
Steer clear of Germany. Just don't go near them. They're Germany and they're not a great team.
If England win their group and Germany win their group, we'll stay away from them.
Yeah, because we'll play the second team in the group.
Yeah. Okay, so we're not going to talk about USA because who cares? So we're going to move on to the next group. Time for Group D. This is our favourite group because this is the group we'll play in if we qualify. So we've got Australia,
it's not my
Germany,
favourite group. Not
Ghana and Serbia. I'm going to start with Mr. Pitney.
I think it's a really, really tough group. I think having just said what I said about Germany, I actually don't think they're that strong. I could see them dropping points to both Ghana and Serbia. I think Australia will probably end up coming bottom of that group, but any one of Germany, Ghana or Serbia could top that group. I think Serbia are real dark horses for the tournament. yeah, that's my thoughts.
Dark horses for the tournament. Yeah. Jim?
Quickly, Germany to win, Serbia to finish runners-up, so we would play, we're top our group, so we'll play Serbia.
Is that because Essien's out? That you don't think Ghana are going to do
anything? I just think Serbia are a really good team.
They top France's group.
If you look at their qualifying team, the qualifying group, sorry, they're just really, really strong as a unit. They've got no real superstars, they're just very, very strong. Good unity as well. So I think that's the way I think they'll go. Germany top, they'll eke out results. Yeah, not a fantastic side at the moment, but then again, they always get through, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think Serbia will do better. I was expecting more of Australia, but having looked at some of their friendly results and their squads,
they've been dreadful.
Yeah, they lost. Yeah. I know they lost 3-1 to the States the other day. They've got goals in them.
Yeah, but they're not more like the type of team that's it's all about when it comes down to football.
Yeah, it's going to be very tight. I think Germany top the group, and the other three will be tight. But I think Serbia will sneak it.
I think there's goals in that group. Definitely, all around.
Lots of them.
Hopefully, because if they're all 0-0, then they're going to have trouble getting anyone through. So I hope there is goals or something.
That group, there's four teams there. Any two of those four could go through. Australia on their day could get a result against any of the other three. Serbia qualified really well. Ghana are probably the most erratic of the four teams in the group. On their day, they could really cause some problems.
On their day, I think they're about as good as it gets, and then when
they're missing Essien, but they've still got some good players in that side. Germany are the one side you know are going to be in the top two. They're going to be in the top two. Now, Serbia, I have to mention my mate Brad when Serbia comes up, because was it last World Cup? When they were Serbia and Montenegro, they qualified really well, really good defensive record, and my mate Brad turned up. We went to the pub to watch the Argentina-Serbia game, and he said, I've got a great bet on, what's that? Serbia to not concede. He said they've got the best defence in the World Cup.
Is Brad Serbian? Because he doesn't sound...
No, he's Welsh.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
he doesn't sound Welsh either.
Yeah, no, he turned out, he had this betting slip, he put a nice sum of money on Serbia to not concede, and they went and got spanked 6-0 that day. He's an absolute Jonah when it comes to bets, so if you hear any tips from me that have come from Brad, ignore them.
Just don't tell us.
So maybe not tell them.
But actually, Serbia, it's going to be between Serbia and Ghana, I think. And
to finish second.
To finish second. I think Germany have got enough to sort of clear the group as winners. But as I think Jimmy said, that
Roger Miller, Cameroon manager. Sorry.
Good shout.
What about Cyril Makanaki, just for his
name? Although, I know he's in the squad, but Rigobert Song.
Yeah, maybe. Just for his hair. Kind of personal appearance.
Germany will win, and at a push, because I predicted this before, so I won't change it, I'll say Ghana for second. But it'll be close.
Yeah, I've pretty much gone for the same. I've gone for Germany to win and Ghana second. This is probably I don't know, it might not be the most unpredictable group, but it's certainly going to be one group that I'm going to be really interested in, not just because England are going to play them, but because I think it's going to be the most exciting. I think games like Australia-Ghana could throw up a right ding-dong 4-3 game.
Yeah.
Really, really easily could do that. I think Serbia and Germany, that game might be really boring, but then all the other games could be really exciting. Yeah. But I'm really, really am looking forward to Australia-Ghana.
See, one of those games must be on Saturday, aren't they? I think
Germany, Sunday.
I like that, because there's a couple of decent games before the England game on Saturday night.
We've got South Korea Germany first, and then we've got
South Korea Germany.
South Korea versus Greece. Sorry, it began with G.
I know, a classic.
And Argentina Nigeria in the afternoon.
Argentina, Bulgaria aren't in the tournament, but Stoichkov definitely.
One thing about Serbia is, very quickly, they had a very, very good under-21 side a couple
of years
ago.
Did Brad tell you this again?
No.
I don't want to...
Serbia...
The best Welsh / Serbia in the world.
Two under-21 tournaments ago, I think it was the Europeans or the Worlds, England lost to Serbia in the finals.
Of course.
They had a really good side. A lot of those players are going to be in that team. And they've got Nemanja Vidic at the back, who I understand is an injury doubt over for the first game. So,
and who's the striker they've got up front that's just signed for Birmingham, if I'm not mistaken?
God, blimey, no idea.
The 6 foot.
Nicola Gzygic.
Oh, Nicola
Stern John.
Yes, yeah. The 6 foot eight.
Not Stern John?
No, he's from the other side of the world. Okay, so we're going to move on to Group E, which has got Cameroon, Denmark, Japan, and the luckiest boy is Netherlands. Because, and I'm going to start this one because I just have to say it, how can you give Holland this type of group? They're going to walk this group and then get knocked out in the next round because Van Persie and Kuyt, because we have Van Persie and Kuyt already fighting. But there's no chance they won't qualify from this group.
They always have an argument. It's them and right. Cameroon will argue over money. Netherlands will argue with themselves.
We'll just argue
every World Cup.
But they will qualify top, and who cares who finishes second?
Right, okay. Having already sent France packing in my controversial
tip. Don't be silly.
You never.
Netherlands.
No.
They're going to struggle. And this is why. Listen. This is why.
That's World Cup
qualification group.
Yeah.
The toughest team in it was Scotland. Yeah. Who were terrible. I don't think they played a meaningful game for about two years.
Yeah.
Okay. I also think that
they're sitting in the same place as our South African listeners now, just burning us off.
TBJ, who uses their site, will be very pleased with
I think
you,
Cameroon, Denmark, forget Japan. Japan are awful, but Cameroon and Denmark are two half decent teams.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think Netherlands get through, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. If they had a self implosion before.
So hang on a minute. You said they're going out. You said they might get through. They will.
You're bouncing.
If I had to bet my mortgage on it.
Well, no, we're, you know, we aren't going to push it to that, but top two.
Okay, Cameroon, Netherlands.
Right, so you've gone back against what you started.
Yeah, if I had to bet money on it, but so I wouldn't.
Jim,
right, I really seriously think that Netherlands are going out. Having said that, they're going to win the group. For this one, for me, it'll be Holland's top of the group. They're not Netherlands, they're bloody Holland, right? Holland and either Denmark or Cameroon, I'm not too sure about that, to be honest. I'm really not too sure. Denmark, they're always solid. They're always quite
solid,
good.
Yeah. Good goalkeeper.
Yeah, Samson. Standard. Denmark, always solid.
Is he fully
always
fit
the same.
After Kalou busted his arm.
Yeah. John Dale Thomason.
I'll go for...
Nicholas Bender up front.
I'll go for European superiority here. So, Netherlands top, Denmark second.
You
Cameroon just behind.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna.
Mr. Head.
Dutch will win the group. Wesley Sneijder will be the player of the tournament. Cameroon will finish second until Samuel Eto'o.
How far do you think Netherlands are going then for him to get the player of the tournament?
Quarterfinals, maybe semifinals.
He's not going to be player of the tournament then, is he?
Okay. I'll rephrase that. He'll be the best player in the tournament. Sneijder is the best attacking centre midfield player on the planet at the moment. I think he's superb, and I think he'll show that in the World Cup.
Sounds German though, doesn't he?
He does. Well, Cameroon, I think, will get second until Eto'o falls out with a manager and it all goes a bit pear-shaped and he'll get knocked out in the second round.
Cool.
So, okay, well, that's quite simple. Simon Pitney has no idea what the Netherlands are going to do. The rest of us are pretty confident that they're going to walk this group like they walked the... Don't get me wrong, I think they're a great side, but I think they'll implode, but it's too easy a group.
Danny Blint could be their manager. He was a bit mental.
Danny Blint is a half-decent manager. No,
where is he a manager at?
Well, he used to be Ajax.
I think he went mental, mental.
You're thinking of the guy at West Ham.
Marco Bugas.
Marco Bugas went to live in a caravan after he left.
No, I didn't even know that. I wasn't thinking of him. But all right, he's got the job. You've got the job. You've got the job.
Pitney, have you got anything else to add before we move on to Group F? No, good. No. Group F.
Hang on, sure.
Actually, Japan will win.
Yeah. Sorry, sure.
Group B.
I think it's going to rain.
Thanks. It's going to rain.
Stuart reminds me of is it in Family Guy the news where they turn around to the sports guy and he just screams out random stuff. Group F: Italy, New Zealand. Why are they there? Paraguay and Slovakia. Mr. Head.
Well, Italy will win the group.
With the worst Italian squad
going out on a limb
20 years.
Yeah, that amazingly we've got an older squad than Italy, so Italy must have brought some young players through at some point. But they've left Cassano, who's their best creative player, at home. They'll get through because they're Italy.
Totti asked to come back and they turned him down.
Italy and Germany, they're good at tournament football. They'll always get through the group, so they'll be alright. And I've got Paraguay to come second. Paraguay got a few decent players, and they qualified solidly from a very difficult South American qualification group. You
like a bit of Paraguay, don't you?
Paraguay decent. I mean, I don't think they'll get past the second round, but I think they'll come up against Cameroon or Holland based on my prediction. So they'll play Holland. They'll go out to Holland. So
they were leading the South American group, weren't they? For a long time.
Paraguay do really well in qualification. But when they get to the tournaments, they're going to struggle. I mean, I think the fact they're playing at altitude will actually help them.
Because they,
they're not Bolivia, but they do play quite high up. So,
Bolivia at altitude.
You play Bolivia, and you need freezing equipment.
Bolivia, Marco Echeverri.
Yes, good shout.
Good shout.
didn't think we'd get a Bolivian manager. Yeah. I've got to be honest. Yeah. It would have been down on my list. But well done, Simon Pitney.
Next.
Absolutely agree. Italy first, Paraguay second, Slovakia and New Zealand. They're not going to get many points. New Zealand, if any. Although, just Plymouth fan, Roy Fallon. There you go.
Who's legend. Who, rumour has it, is joining Gillingham next week.
You don't want him. He's a bad player.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
He's joining QPR. Jeez.
The words rumour has it need to be in there, because
he's a bad player.
That's come from Plymouth, that is.
Yeah.
Really? He might be 250 grand plus Simeon
Jackson. We haven't got two. Oh, God, we haven't got.
They'll get Jackson. No, they get 250 grand from Rory Fallon.
Yeah, I was going to say 250 grand from Rory Fallon.
Nah, it's all right.
It's raining, Stuart.
No, Stuart.
It's got a prediction.
That's
right.
The best prediction you'll hear on a podcast this World Cup.
By far the best prediction.
Do we move it inside?
Yeah, we'll wrap up the group. I've just got to say, I actually think Slovakia might be a little bit more difficult. I think it will be Italy and Paraguay. Slovakia will be a little bit different. I think the only success that you can charter for New Zealand is if they score a goal by one of their own players.
Well, yeah.
Jim? And I include own goals.
Robbie L for Jamaica. It's one of those moments.
No. John Barnes for Jamaica.
Huh? What? He didn't score for Jamaica in a World Cup, did he? I was making an actual point.
Oh, okay.
So,
Is that actual point? I think it's what managers.
I think Italy and Slovakia, I'm putting that out there. I think Slovakia are a great team. I think.
Great?
Yeah. Honestly, they'll go through.
Yeah.
Who's going to score their goals? To win a World Cup?
No, they're not. Italy first, Slovakia second. Can we go inside? Because it's raining.
Let's do it.
Alright, before we start Group G, we've moved inside now because of the rain, because Stu's great prediction, so there's lovely ambient song.
Bill Withers on the stereo.
Yeah, in the back. So, Group G, one of the tournament favourites, we haven't said that yet, Brazil, Ivory Coast, possibly the best African side in the tournament, North Korea, the totally unknown side in the tournament because they're not allowed out. And Portugal, probably the most erratic side in the tournament, and who won 3-0 last night to Mozambique, and then that was a success. Shocking. Stu?
I'm collecting the Panini sticker out of North Korea. Scary looking. Very scary looking.
That was two sentences out of them as well, which is fantastic.
Anything else?
That's it. They're scary. Very scary. Win the group, North Korea. If anyone's hearing this from North Korea, I'm shot already.
Jim.
Brazil obviously to go through, I think, in first. Second place, obviously it's out of the other two, and it's going to be very interesting. I'm actually looking forward to this group, I think, most out of all of them, because I think any game, actually they're all going to be good, because even if they're playing North Korea, it's going to be good to see how they test. I remember when Jamaica were in a tournament and they were playing like Argentina and a group like that. I still enjoy watching Jamaica play.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the host, you horrible bastard. So I'm saying I'll go in Brazil and Portugal to sneak seconds, but a lot will depend on Ronaldo. I think if you're going to put a bet on Portugal going through, then you've got to be looking at Ronaldo staying fit, staying, because Nani's out as well now, and they actually had a good system of playing Nani and Ronaldo just off their front man. But I think Portugal just sneak it. So for that, for me, there, Brazil first, Portugal second, and a close one.
Pitney?
I think Brazil first, and like Jim, I think it's pretty much Ivory Coast and Portugal will be a close thing. I would prefer to see Ivory Coast go through, if I had to hedge my bets, I probably would go with the Ivory Coast side of things, just because Portugal, they've still got to qualify, they're struggling to score goals, so I edge towards Ivory Coast. But like Jim, I think it's been a fascinating group.
Yeah.
And North Korea, I agree with Stuart, they are mental looking, definitely.
Good kits as well in that group, good kits. I don't know what North Korea's kit like.
Some fantastic colours.
Red. Solid red.
Brazil, Ivory Coast and Portugal. Very, very nice kits.
That is, yeah.
Right, yeah. Portuguese away kit's
like
really nice.
Like
I've seen the white one.
Yeah, the white one.
In the Nike
sunset. Yeah. Nice little beautiful sunset, that, isn't it?
What's Ivory Coast?
Well, no, you're going from the brighter Brazil, a little bit of orange Ivory Coast, then the deep red.
watercolour challenge.
Yeah, I know, yeah. We've got a point, lads. Mr. Head.
Brazil will walk all over this group, no problem at all.
Really? You think they're going to walk over Ivory Coast and Portugal?
Yeah, I do, because they're the best defensive side in the tournament, and I think they've got more than enough to beat anybody else in that group. I think Ivory Coast will go through a second. Portugal, if Cristiano Ronaldo doesn't score, I don't know where their goal is going to come from.
Simão's
a wide man. He's not going to get many.
They've got to still have Nuno Gomes, haven't they?
No. Is he still knocking about?
Is he not in the squad? No. Oh, that's a great shame.
I don't know who they're going to play through in the middle. If I were them, I'd play...
Liedson or...
is it not
Almeida?
Hugo Almeida.
Yeah, I would play Ronaldo through the middle.
Yeah.
Because he's their best bet for goals. He's good in the air. I can't stand the guy, but he's their best player. If he doesn't do the business, they're going out.
Is Deco fit?
Yes. Well, yes.
He's fit enough to be in the squad.
Yeah.
Is he not going to start?
I think the one
their best midfielder is a guy called Raul Morales.
I've heard of him.
He's their playmaker. He's the one everything will go.
They've also got Moutinho and Veloso, both young guys who are both very, very good.
Yeah.
Deco shouldn't be near the starting lineup. But reputation alone, you know, going back to France, reputations tend to get you.
I bet if he does go, he'll have a few good games.
I would just like to say that Portugal have probably got the worst manager in the tournament, and I include North Korea's manager. They've
really?
Got former Manchester United number
yeah,
two,
Carlos Queiroz.
I think
Carlos
he's awful. He's atrocious.
He's worse than Dominic.
Dominic is crazy.
Yeah.
He's still, yeah, wow. All right, those two are the worst two managers.
Actually, I can't wait to see Ivory Coast.
Oh, with their
imagine if they get a good result. It's just Sven on the pitch and just loads of the Ivory Coast players having it, just dancing and also Sven are just over there. I don't know what's going on. When I was with Gary Neville, I knew what to expect. But this is just too much.
Do you think Sven will pretend to mouth the words of the Ivory Coast national anthem?
We'll just get a drum out.
No, because he's already tried to tout himself for the Liverpool job.
Yeah. He wants to get a Liverpool job before Ivory Coast kick their first ball.
Of course, yeah. And he's also
he's
come out to say that he's.
He's a lifelong
Liverpool fan.
Does anyone know his Tord Grip out there with him? The man is an absolute legend. Tord Grip.
Brilliant.
He's brilliant. What a brilliant man.
I personally think this group hinges on two players. The fitness of Didier Drogba.
Yep.
And whether or not Cristiano Ronaldo can play in this Portuguese side. Because we know he can play and he could play at Manchester United, and we know that he can be greedy at Real Madrid, but can he play in his Portuguese side? Because when he didn't score or when he didn't set stuff up in the qualifiers, they were truly abysmal. And 3-0 against Mozambique last night is just embarrassing, and they think that's a decent result. And I think North Korea are not going to be the whipping boys, but they're not going to win. And Brazil will walk this, because you're right, Dunga has got them to be able to learn to defend, and they will always score goals.
They got some proper
defenders. They will always score goals.
Lucio, great centre half.
I love Lucio. I loved him for years.
Oh, and he completely manhandled Drogba in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
He was in his pocket all day yeah. long. Yeah. So.
And any team that can leave Daniel Alves, and I know he's not the greatest defender, but any team that can leave him out of their starting lineup must be good.
Yeah.
Must be good.
Yeah.
So moving on to the final group. Group H, and I'm going to start with Stu again because he has such a brilliant start to Group G. Have you got anything to say on Chile, Honduras, Spain or Switzerland?
Spain to top the group.
He's gone out on the
controversy.
Limb. Probably, I don't know, Brendan, what else is possibly one of the easiest groups.
He's the new Brad, isn't he? He's better than Brad.
And
he's
not Welsh.
Which is a very good point.
So if there's any Welsh fans, thanks.
Why were you even with a Welsh pen?
Sorry?
Why are you even with a Welsh fan, not a pan? I don't even know what Welsh pan is.
He also supports Southend as well.
Oh, God.
Great.
It doesn't get any better for the poor lad, does it, really?
Heady.
Yeah.
How does Spain not win this group?
Spain should win this group without any trouble. I can see him having problems with Chile. Because Chile are a bit of a dark horse, I think. I'd put them in the same bracket as Uruguay.
I don't know if they're as good as Uruguay.
They are a very, very good side. Not very well known in Europe, but again, do very well in their South America qualification. But if you think to qualify for the World Cup from South America, you've got to play everybody in that continent
twice.
Europe, you can get a nice, easy group, stroll through. South American teams come to the World Cup and they've earned their place more than any other side. And Chile will be difficult to beat. But it's just as well for Spain that I think that's their last game, and that game will determine who goes in which half of the draw. So I'm going for Spain and Chile. I think Spain will win the group on goal difference, because I think they'll draw with Chile in their last game.
Ooh, okay, Mr. Pitney.
I think Spain's top of the group. I think it's probably the most easiest prediction to make. I think Spain get 9 points, but I think Chile come a comfortable second. I'm like Simon, I I'm a big fan of Chile. I think it'll be great. Bielsa plays three up front, pressing a lot, and they're very attack orientated. So again, I think this group will be like D. I think there'll be a lot of goals in the group. Honduras and Switzerland, I just don't think they're going to bring enough to knock off Spain or Chile from first and second.
I would just like to see Honduras not concede 30 goals.
They'll be better than people think.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be okay.
I think they'll finish above Switzerland.
Yeah, but Switzerland have got Philip Senderos at centre back, so we'd finish above.
They've got Sebastian Frey, he's their one decent player.
He's getting on a bit.
He got injured in the last tournament.
Jim.
Oh, it's quite out because John Lennon's playing at the moment.
Yeah.
And the Honduras goalkeeper used to be in a Beatles tribute band.
Stunned silence.
Spain and Chile.
When you hear this, I hope you hear you get that stunned silence, because
Spain top.
None of us could understand.
Spain top, Chile second, and the Honduras goalkeeper unfortunately to go out. Imagine. Yeah, come on.
I don't know what to say. I've completely lost what I was going. Stu, you got anything else, Dad?
Just imagine.
Apparently, he's going to sing this song before they go out onto the pitch. Just him, acoustic, with a guitar. Right, sit down. I can't remember his name. Sit down. He takes his gloves off, because obviously you can't play properly with the gloves on. Does this a little
bit.
He keeps
one finger in the glove on, so you can play the guitar properly.
Okay, or he might have those sort of tramp gloves where you just can extend it. Does this, they go out, they're going to bomb it. So,
Honduras has topped the group then from you, Jim?
Yeah, well, I was going to say Spain, Chile. No. Spain will top the group. So Spain first, Honduras seconds. But really, as I said, Spain, Chile, 1-2.
Okay.
Romania, Georgie Haji.
Okay.
Has he not already taken over Romania?
I don't know the country. It's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
He can run the football team
as well.
That's
his next step, I think. No, I think he might have managed them for a bit. I have a feeling he might have.
I'm sure he has. Okay, we're gonna run through the last bits really quickly. Overall winner, Simon Pitney.
Spain.
Jim.
Brazil.
Simon Head.
Argentina.
Oh, what is it with Argentina? Spain for me. That's Dan. Stu.
Brazil.
Group qualifiers, I think we pretty much said that. Any shock exits? I think we've pretty much done that.
France to go out.
Yeah.
Holland to go out.
Maybe
the Netherlands.
France to go out. Portugal to go out. They might too.
Can we stop calling the Netherlands? They're Holland.
Top scorer. That's a good one.
Oh.
David Villa. I would have said Torres, but I'm not sure how fit he is, whether he'll play all 90 minutes or again. So Villa.
He's got last.
I don't think he's going to start the opening game. But Villa's out of form at the moment. So
Jim.
I'm going to stay true to my roots. I'm going to say Rooney.
Oh.
I think he's going to get 3 goals in the group stages, and then I think he'll get a couple more on the way to our glorious semi-final exit. So I'll say 5, and maybe joint top with 5. But 5's a decent
number. If
you get 5 number.
Or 6, you're up there.
Yeah, you're up there. So I'm going to go with Rooney.
Mr. Head.
I'm going for Gonzalo Higuain, the Real Madrid centre forward.
Is he
going
to play?
Yes, he will be their starting centre forward. Yeah.
What about Milito?
Milito is
Milito's off the bench, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. No,
it'll be Higuain with Tevez just off him, but Higuain will be top goal scorer.
No one says Messi then.
He won't be top scorer now.
Who are you going for?
I actually think it's probably going to. I think it'll be someone like. I was thinking of him, but I don't know if he's going to start. Sorry, I'll get to it. I was going to say Jan-Klaas Huntelaar. If he starts every game, because I just think
Stuart is not impressed with that.
I just think he can score enough goals in the early part.
Fabiano.
Ah, good shout.
But Luis Fabiano's a great shout.
Luis Fabiano, yeah.
Stu, that's a great shout. Great shout.
Yeah.
It's not going to be on from Italy, put it that way. Friday, we're going to do a Friday preview.
We're going to talk about Friday.
We're talking about Friday. We're only a couple of days away now, depending on when you post this.
Today or tomorrow.
So we're close. So Wednesday or Thursday. So South Africa and Mexico and Uruguay and France. Simon Pitney. Are you looking forward to these two games?
Yeah, of course I am. It's the start of the World Cup.
How's yeah!
Woo!
Come on!
Yeah.
It was a question.
That's how much he's looking forward to it.
Yeah. You did one of them outside.
Jim?
What? Am I looking forward to it? Just a bit.
No, the two games on Friday. I mean, so we probably should also. Jim's going out there in a week's time as
also
well.
Also,
so
a round of applause. Just by me.
Just
a week today, I fly out. Can't bloody wait.
So you're going to be up close and personal.
Yeah, but I'm back in a couple of weeks, so I'll be reporting back on the podcast when I return. Hopefully, I'll do one more before I get out there.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably try and send Simon something just with my experiences, so you can sort of read it out as a little sort of eulogy for me. I am
eulogy.
Yeah.
You don't expect to come back then?
No. Have you seen the stuff out there?
No.
I've got to take two wallets. They actually tell you to take two wallets. One wallet in your back pocket with your money in it and your cards, and a fake wallet with old cards and hardly any money to give to the muggers. I know, I'm going to be on a bus and I'm going to go, there's my wallet. Yeah, and the other one, mate. Oh, God, then I've lost that. So my mum's buying me a wallet band from Boots for me to wear, sort of skin on skin.
Nice.
So it's going to smell nice.
So you are very much looking forward to the South African, Mexico, and the Europe.
Opening game is always going to be interesting. Host nation and Mexico, after watching them at Wembley, quite interested to see how they do, if they can get some goals to their play. And then the second game, France-Uruguay, I would be really interested in that, whatever stage it was at. It would be one game that I definitely want to watch, just see how France can weigh up against Uruguay. We know they look quite good in qualifying, and they've got
some decent players. Did they play in the opening of the day in 2002?
No, France. They lost
to Senegal. And then they lost to
Senegal.
Yeah. I think it could be another one of those.
Quite possibly. And we'll be back in here for the France Uruguay game, so getting on it.
Nice.
Which is nice.
Tell the kids, drink. Say aware where you're drinking.
Yeah. Drink aware.
Please drink aware.
Stuart's going to be sitting pretty much exactly where he is now. He's already commandeered his spot.
He's just going to stay here now.
Mr. Hedge?
I'm a bit of a freak when it comes to World Cups. I try to watch every single game.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm not going to be able to do it because of work. I've got two screens rigged up, one of which I'm hoping I can get some live streaming on. So I'm hoping to watch as much of it as I can. South Africa, Mexico, I think that'll be a decent game, but I think it'll be good until Mexico score the first goal. We want South Africa to get that first goal, for that real lift.
Does everyone want South Africa to go through? Because as a host nation,
nice,
to keep
nice.
It.
It's always good for the host nation.
I couldn't care less.
I hope they go through because they'll be less angry and less likely to mug me. And
don't get knocked out until Jim's back home safe.
Yeah. I mean, for
what I do for a living, I actually got to the point where I'm a little bit drained of it. I think once it starts, I'll be in a much better position. But I'm more looking forward to the Uruguay France game, to be honest. I'm just not a. South Africa just not that good. They're only in it because they're a host nation.
But that's what I do want it to get through, because I think it will bring something to the tournament if they do get through.
Yeah, but I don't think they will, because they've got one player. Well, apart from Matthew Booth at the back, who I do love.
Playing one player is a downfall, I've got to admit. There will be 11 on the day, but...